Before we even start, before we start the clock on May, I would note, again, everybody's welcome to these hearings. We will not have any demonstrations either for or against any position I might take, any position the Attorney General might take, or any position that any member of this committee might take. Also, I want everybody to be able to see and hear, and we will not expect anybody to be standing and blocking the view of anyone who is here. I just want to make that very clear, because if there are such demonstrations, I will ask the police to remove anybody who's making a noisy demonstration. Good morning, Attorney General.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
We welcome Michael Mukasey back before us for our first oversight hearing with the new Attorney General. We'll continue our work to restore the Department of Justice to its vital role of ensuring the fair and impartial administration of justice. I first came to the Senate 33 years ago. The nation and the Department of Justice were reeling from Watergate, and the trust of the American people in their government had been shaken. The damage done over the last 7 years to our constitutional democracy and our civil liberties rival the worst of those dark days. This president's administration has repeatedly ignored the checks and balances that have been wisely placed on executive power by our founders. They were concerned that they not replace the tyranny of King George III with an American king. And among the most disturbing aspects of these years has been the complicity of the Justice Department, which has provided cover for the worst of these practices during those 7 years. Its secret legal memoranda has sought to define torture down to meaningless. They sought to excuse warrantless spying on Americans contrary to our laws. It made what Jack Goldsmith, a conservative former head of the Office of Legal Counsel, has rightly called a legal mess of it all. This president and this administration have, through signing statements and self-centeredness, decided that they're above the law, that they can unilaterally decide what parts of what laws they're going to follow. And the costs have been enormous to our core American ideals, the rule of law, and to the principle that in America, no one, not even the president, is above the law. A little more than a year ago, Attorney General Gonzalez sat in the chair now occupied by Attorney General Mukasey as we began our oversight efforts for the 110th Congress. And over the next 9 months, our efforts revealed the Department of Justice gone awry. The leadership crisis came more and more into view as Senator Specter and I led a bipartisan group of concerned senators to consider the United States Attorney firing scandal, a confrontation over the legality of the administration's warrantless wiretapping program, the untoward political influence of the White House at the Department of Justice, and the secret legal memos excusing all manners of excess. And the crisis of leadership has taken a heavy toll on the tradition of independence that's long guided the Justice Department, provided with safe harbor from political interference. It shook the confidence of the American people. But through bipartisan efforts among those, both Republicans and Democrats, who care about federal law enforcement and the Department of Justice, we joined together to press for accountability, and that resulted in a change of leadership in the department. So today, we continue the restoration of the department through our oversight. And I would hope that the Attorney General will answer our questions and speak not as merely the legal representative of the president, but as the Attorney General for all Americans. I hope that he avoids a practice all too common in this administration and the old leadership department of cloaking misguided policies under a veil of secrecy, leaving Congress, the courts, but especially the American people in the dark. As we begin the final year of the Bush-Cheney administration, we continue to face more questions and shifting answers on issues ranging from the destruction of White House emails required by law to be preserved. The law required them to be preserved, and yet they were destroyed, to questions about the CIA's destruction of videotapes of detainee interrogations, And then they did not tell the 9/11 Commission or Congress or the courts or anybody else. And more demands for immunity and unaccountability among those in the administration. The White House continues to stonewall the legitimate needs for information said by this committee and others in the Congress. They even contemptuously refuse to appear when summoned by subpoena. The Bush-Cheney administration also created the unnecessary impasse we face today over the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act by breaking agreements, agreements that the administration itself made last summer with congressional leaders. Instead of following through on its commitments and passing a bill that leaders in Congress and administration agreed would protect both America's interests and the civil rights and liberties of individual Americans, try to ram through a bill without any checks and balances. Today we're going to get some indication whether the new Attorney General will help us restore checks and balances to our government and recapture American ideals. Attorney General Mukasey, I certainly hope you will. We will learn whether we've begun a new chapter of the department or whether we're just finishing the last one. And it is not enough to say that waterboarding is not currently authorized. Torture and illegality have no place in America. And we should not delay begin the process of restoring America's role in the struggle for liberty and human dignity around the world. Tragically, this administration has so twisted America's role, law, and values that our own State Department, our military officers, apparently, even our top law enforcement officer are now instructed by the White House not to say that waterboarding is torture and illegal. Never mind that waterboarding has been recognized as torture for the last 500 years. Never mind that President Teddy Roosevelt properly prosecuted American soldiers for this more than 100 years ago. Never mind that we prosecuted Japanese soldiers for waterboarding Americans during World War II. Never mind that this is the practice of repressive regimes around the world. That is not America. This session I've joined with Senators Kennedy and Specter to co-sponsor legislation to rein in this administration's abuse of state secrets defense. And I expect that we will likewise be raised at this hearing, along with torture, rendition, executive privilege, and other key matters. This committee has a special stewardship role to protect our most cherished rights and liberties as Americans, to make sure that our fundamental freedoms are preserved for future generations. No one is more eager than I to see our new Attorney General succeed in restoring strong leadership and independence to the Department of Justice. So I hope we'll take a step forward to work together to repair the damage inflicted on our Constitution, civil liberties, during the time preceding his time as Attorney General. Senator Specter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We-